making love to a sick man. You weep tears of health, of the onion, of the bee, of the burning alphabet, Pablo Neruda. The first thing you have to do before making love to a sick man is hold one of those compact mirrors beneath his nostrils and watch for swirls of mist. If he's alive and ready, you should be able to draw a heart on the glass with your fingertip. Proceed according to the declarations of disease, preparing him with condoms, paper bags, and 10-foot poles, whatever it takes to protect yourself. Puffs of cotton in your ears are recommended in case passion releases one of his negative thoughts. But by all means, enjoy the surfaces. A sick man's skin is unusually soft. Bury your lips in his collarbones like grazing candy floss. Sink your nipples into the wax pools of his eyelids. Even his penis is fleecy, like one of those lucky crystals nestled in a blue velvet bag. When you come, come as if you were leaving on a trip around the world, dashing up a gangplank or strapping on a pair of wings. Coming and going are synonymous to a sick man, as he lies there like a silk scarf, watching you zip and hook your way back to the kingdom of health. Everything beyond his bed is an exit, so make it dramatic, make it memorable. Blow him a kiss that burns down the distance like a comet, a streak of universe lighting up his eyes.